Good.
Merry Christmas to you, Coach.
Same to you. Before we all start the questions, I hope you have a great one and a great new year, too.
Is it going to be a white Christmas in Buffalo this year?
Well, it's white right now, and it was very white last night, but we got a good deal of rain. You know, rained real hard through the morning, so it's washed away a good deal of the snow, but there's still a significant amount around.
Yeah, so they're not predicting much of a snowstorm or anything like that for game day?
No, not that as of right now, it looks like the temperature will be pretty good at game day. You never know what's going to happen, obviously,
right.
Here, and you never know about the wind, you know, here. So, but right now, it looks like temperature-wise, it should be actually pretty mild.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the win you guys had last week in Denver. And how did that bolster the spirits on your team?
Well, it was a tremendous win for us because things had not been going very well at all, and to go out there and to beat a pretty good team, you know, that could have sealed a playoff spot, and they were very into it, and it certainly didn't start well for us. So
yeah.
Give our guys a lot of credit. They just kept battling and hung in there and just made enough plays in the end to win the football game, and it was really made for a very nice flight back, and we actually had to spend the night there after the game because we could not get back into Buffalo. So it made that whole thing a whole lot better for everybody.
So you didn't get back home until Tuesday?
No, we didn't. Till Monday.
Monday.
We didn't. We couldn't get out Sunday night. Well, we could get out, but we couldn't get into Buffalo.
Okay.
So we spent the night in Denver and flew out the next morning.
Okay.
Really got back here around 3 o'clock or 3:30. Well, around 3 o'clock our time in Buffalo.
How much sweeter would it make the season to, you know, put the nail in the coffin of the Patriots come Sunday?
It would, you know, any game that you can win, any game in our league is a terrific win. And then in our division is very tough, as we all know, is a great win for us, too. The rest of it, you know, how it impacts anybody else, we're not real concerned. We're mostly concerned about us, you know, and we obviously know how good the Patriots are and how well they're playing right now. They're really on a roll, and how well we'll have to play to just stay in the game with them. But we're excited about the opportunity.
You mentioned the Patriots are on a roll. Where have you seen the areas of improvement from them this month?
Oh, I don't. When we played them earlier in the year, I thought they were an outstanding football team. Obviously, I think their quarterback is playing. You know, he's a lot more comfortable, which is to be expected. The more he's been on the field, he's been in the league, a number of years, and he's experienced all the off the field work and the classroom work. So he clearly looks like he knows exactly what he wants to do with it. But it's different when it gets on the field, and now he's got, you know, almost a full year of on the field game day experience in the NFL, and he's really playing well. So, as I said, we're going to have to play at a very, very high level to stay in this game with them.
How about your team? I mean, how is it different from the team that came here back, you know, a month ago?
Well, like everybody, we've suffered some injuries that you never want to suffer, you know, and lose players. But everybody has attrition in that way through the year. I would say, you know, in that regard, we're different. You know, we're down some players, but otherwise, attitude-wise, I'm certain that the guys aren't as confident as they were. You know, there's no way that you can suffer the losses that we've suffered and not have it affect you to some degree and be honest about it. That's another reason why the win in Denver was very good for all of us. Other than that, you know, their attitude has always been great. Their work habits have always been great. So other than those things, I can't see that we've changed a whole lot.
Can you talk about your offensive line and just, you know, they're the largest in the league, and is that an advantage, do you think, or is it by design?
It's only an advantage when we perform well. Size is not really significant, obviously, given a certain size. in our business, because those are, as we all know, those are huge men that, that play up front on both sides of the ball, and they also have to be athletic. So size isn't the number one criteria. You got to obviously got to have a feel for the game, and you got to be willing to play it under a lot of conditions. You know, in every condition you can imagine, not only weather-wise, but how you feel physically. All those issues come into play. So, no position's easy to play in our league. The big guys up front, though, they take a pounding week in and week out, and in practices too. So they got to be a special group. But again, size is not the number one criteria for us.
Dick, your running game, Marshawn Lynch in particular, has really come on of late. What spurred that on?
Well, I think just people getting more and more used to each other and the timing, and you know, more consistency. And we've stuck with it a little more, which you have to do. You know, if it doesn't work early, you got to be fairly patient in the run game and in our league, and give your guys a chance to, you know, get a feel for what the opponent's doing up front, and just keep timing it up and stay with it. And I think we've done more of that too, and been a little more patient with it.
Dick, you talked about Matt Cassel, but I mean, how impressed are you with what he's had to contend with, and you know, playing in the shadow of Tom Brady for all these years, and I mean, not really getting to play in the shadow, but just kind of serving as his understudy there for these 4 years, and then all of a sudden getting thrust in the position he's been thrust into, and thriving, you know, to a certain degree.
Yeah, I'm very, very, very impressed with the way he's played the game, and you know, clearly it's been an advantage to him also to be, you know, to be in the system, to be with Tom, you know, and to watch how it's done, to study it, to look at it, to help in it. You know, all the things that quarterbacks do. So there's been some really, you know, and they've had time to bring him along, and he's viewed success. All he's ever seen there is success, and so everybody, he fits right into it. You know, but he's done an outstanding job, and he's clearly a very good athlete on top of all of that. So he's, you know, you got to take your hat off to him.
Do you think he's made himself into kind of an attractive commodity, you know, if he were to make himself available?
You know, I'm not even sure I can comment on that. I can tell you, that, like I did, that I think he's a good player, but you know, I don't know that I should be talking about anything in his future.
Dick, how would you characterize the season? I mean, you started out like gangbusters, 4-0. You were the toast of the town, the talk of the town. Everyone was talking about your team, and to finish without a sniff of the playoffs. Is it disappointing? I mean, characterize it for me.
Oh, certainly. You know, it's always disappointing in our business when you don't get into the playoffs. That's what you are aiming for. It's what everybody wants. But there's nothing you can do to change it. So certainly it's a disappointment. You know, at the heart of our business, or the integrity of our game, and maybe of everybody's life in general, is effort. You know, and I said all year our guys have really done a nice job of working at it in practice and working in games, and you know, keeping their attitude going no matter what. When we were getting the bounces when it started, and let's face it, we won a number of very close games to start it off. And then we've lost a number of very close games as we've gone on through the season. So you got to accept both sides of it, because that's who we are. But sure, it's disappointing. You know, it's disappointing to us.
Anybody else?
Well, answer them all, huh?
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Any messages for anyone back home?
Oh, you know, I have so many people that I care so much about back in that area that I just say Merry Christmas to everybody and have a happy and healthy New Year.
Yeah. You must have been happy that Swampscott won his Thanksgiving game, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Dick.
Have a good one. Bye.